This man God raised on the third day, and he commissioned us to testify that he is the one. He commissioned us. What was he thinking? Doesn't God know that if you want a job done well, fill in the blank, do it yourself? In fact, how much more convenient would that have been? If God wanted to convert the whole world, if he wanted everyone to believe that Jesus was the Messiah, then why didn't he just have everybody see Jesus appeared? That way there'd be no doubters. This man was dead, and now he's alive. Believe him. But that's not what God did. No, Peter says that Jesus was made visible not to all people, but to us. Us, meaning Peter and the other apostles and Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of James and some others. And then it was up to them to testify that he is the one. Just a few of them. But what a job they have done. It seems like Jesus turned the phrase on its head. If you want a job done well, entrust it to someone you believe in. And somehow, 2,000 years later, and halfway around the world, that message that Jesus rose from the dead made it to me. And apparently, it got to you too. How does that happen? How does that happen? Well, let's see how it happens. So all of you are seated right now. But what happens if one by one you are invited to stand? Not invited by me, but by each other. So I'm going to need some help to make this happen. Let's see. I'm going to need some help. Why don't you help me? Can you help me come up here? And why don't you help me? You can come up here. There we go. Need one more helper. Why don't you help me? You come up here. There we go. Why don't you guys come up here? Because I can't do this by myself. Let's see. Come on up here. So what is your name?
Max.
Max. All right, Max. And what is your name? Adeline, good to meet you, Adeline. Max and Adeline, and what is your name? What's your name?
AJ.
AJ, can I shake your hand, AJ? So we got Max, and we got Adeline, and we got AJ. So what I need you to do is I need you to, you're going to go out here, and you're going to shake hands with three people. Each one of you is going to find three people. And when you shake their hand, they're going to stand up, and then they're going to go shake hands with three other people. And then those three are going to stand up, and they're going to go shake hands with three other people also, until we have everyone standing. Can you do that? So go find three people. We got AJ and Max and Adeline. Don't all go to the same section, but maybe you want to come over this way. Find three people and shake their hand. And then they'll stand where they're at. They're going to stand once you shake their hand. And then they're going to find three people of their own to shake a hand with. There's one. Find two more. There we go. They're going to stand and find three of their own. You're finding three more. There we go. So then you're going to stand, and you need to find three of your own to shake. You still working on your three? There we go. All right. I bet. We need more handshaking back there. There we go. All right. Well, this is kind of like what happened last night. The night of all nights, some of you were here, where the only light to begin was this one. And all of us walked in darkness for a little while, until this light lit a couple of others. And they lit others, until everyone was holding a lit candle. And eventually all those who joined the Catholic Church last night were also holding candles. I didn't light everyone's candle. I just lit the first one. You can go and be seated, please. This man God raised on the third day, and he commissioned us to testify that he is the one. We just had everyone here standing because everyone here went and touched three other people until we were done and there was no one left. But not everyone in this world, or even everyone in this city, believes that Jesus Christ rose from the dead. Someone didn't touch three people. When I'm asked the question, "Father, if someone dies without believing in Jesus, will they not go to heaven?" My response is that if someone dies without believing in Jesus, then I'm more worried about us getting to heaven, because that means that we didn't do our job. He commissioned us to testify that he is the one. Some of you are aware that the cathedral is stepping out with a new pastoral plan for our future. At its heart are three goals: to grow as disciples of Jesus Christ, to be missionary in sharing the gospel with others, and to secure the foundation that allows us to flourish as a parish. And some of you already took those goals to heart and are doing the thing we just did, out visiting households. Not every household will get a call or a visit. We need more Maxes or AJs or Adelines. And not all of you are members of the cathedral, but somewhere along the line, the message of the resurrection came to you. Or you wouldn't be sitting here this morning. Now you might say, "No, I'm actually sitting here this morning because the message came to my mom, or my boyfriend, or whoever." Perhaps. But then it came to you. Of all those people who saw the risen Jesus, some were super eager and some were super reluctant. But if they hadn't told someone, who knows, maybe I wouldn't know today that Jesus rose for me. Someone touched you with the resurrection, and someone is waiting for you to touch them.